This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 709. How is formal IELTS writing different than academic?
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll find out the vital differences and similarities between a formal Task 1 letter and an academic Task 2 essay for IELTS. Hey, Lindsay, do you have a secret?
Well, we have a secret. There is a secret that we have been keeping for a long time, actually. Yes. Funny that you asked that.
I know. You didn't expect it at all, right?
I didn't.
Yeah, guys, we have a secret that we are going to tell you tomorrow. We've been hinting at it for a couple episodes. So just want to remind you guys, tomorrow, no more hints. You are finally going to know what the secret is that we've been holding back and keeping inside for 3 long years.
Three long years. Finally, it doesn't have to be a secret anymore. So, guys, you definitely want to tune in tomorrow. As soon as the episode drops, you want to be there with your earbuds in, listening to the episode so you can get the secret. It's going to be good.
Yes, it's so exciting. We have a different sort of secret to talk about today, though. So, some differences between formal writing and academic writing. So not exactly the same, right?
No, definitely not the same. And I mean, from a very high level, we have to know when to use, first of all, when to use formal academic writing and when to use casual writing. And that's why in our course, we go into a very, you know, from a high level, we tell you guys when to be formal or academic and when to be casual. That's important too.
Right, exactly. That's a good point. Like it's not just about writing, it's also about speaking. And like Lindsay said, we explain that in the course as well. Like, there are different demands on your English for all the different parts. So speaking part one, part two, part three, writing task one, task two. It's all asking for different kinds of communication. So knowing what is appropriate, what's not appropriate, that's essential. I mean, that's why even like native speakers could maybe get a 6.5 or 7 on writing and not a 9, right? Because they're not fulfilling the expectations, the weird guidelines and rules that IELTS has.
Yeah, they might make the mistake of thinking, oh, it's an English test, so I don't really need to prepare. So they just show up on test day and they get a 6 or maybe a 6.5. That does happen. So it just speaks to the importance of not just having good English skills, guys, but having the strategy, knowing what the examiner wants, right?
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
Exactly. So a 3-key student asked an amazing question about the formal letter for general training task 1. And before Lindsay and I recorded today, I was just telling her, like, we were talking about the comments we see in the Facebook group. And this is why you hear us talk about them on the show so much, because these are high level comments. These questions are, They're a pleasure to deal with, right? Because these are students who are thinking so much, very analytical about their preparation and spending their time well. They're asking the right questions, essentially. You know, like it's not just like, should I use adjectives in part one? I don't know. Or like, how do I improve my score? Like, there's no answer to that, right?
Oh my gosh. No, I mean, that's why we know these students that are asking these good questions. They've already been going through the course, right? They're following the study plan. That's how you get that next level question, right? That's why they're asking those quality questions.
Exactly.
And exactly. If a student comes to us and says, how do I improve my score? We say, please go back to the study plan and get started with day one.
I know, right? Like, it's there. It literally tells you it's there. Yeah. So just do that. So yeah, exactly. I mean, we don't have to answer like the million different questions that other IELTS teachers have to, because they're all answered in the course. Like, that's why we right. made it. It's all there. It's all nice, complete package for you guys. And so the stuff that we get on Facebook, like, these are next level sort of questions that even surprise me. Like, huh, like, I didn't realize somebody would wonder that. That's a good
that's
point.
Really good.
So, okay. Lindsay, what did the student ask? Okay. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Thanks for tuning in today. If you want to know exactly what the writing examiner wants to see, we tell you in 3 Keys IELTS. Get into the course, you guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the whole course, or allearsenglish.com/coach for Skype sessions with a member from our expert team.
All right, so I'm going to read the question. So here we go. So he says, hey, Jessica Beck, I'd like to ask you if in writing task one for the formal letters, can we use the contraction forms of I am, which is I'm, because I can see that in the video lessons of 3 Keys IELTS, he could see that we use those.
Yeah.
As per my knowledge, I know that contraction forms are used only in informal letters. Am I right or not? Please, I'm requesting you to clear up my doubts because I'm a bit confused.
Mm.
Okay, great. It's great to be able to ask a question when you're confused.
Yeah, totally, right? There's enough stuff in life where there's no one that we can ask questions to, right? So
right.
let's look at the stuff we can control, like our IELTS preparation.
Yeah.
So that's a really good question. So thank you, Dev, for asking this question on Facebook. Yes, you can use contractions in formal letters. I mean, it is similar to academic writing in a few ways, which we will get to, but the differences are important to note. In our academic task 2 essays, no, you should not use contractions. But to be completely honest, if you do, it's not going to kill your score. Like, it's not going to be a big deal if you do. That's mostly a rule that's like for writing research papers for university. You know what I mean?
Right.
And honestly, like, I think even a lot of professors aren't going to think it's a big deal today if you use a couple contractions. If you say didn't right. instead of did or whatever. But yeah, definitely use these contractions in the formal letter, because a letter is different than an essay. So fulfilling that formal tone we need for a high task score, that's about the vocab and the sentence structure, okay? But contractions, yes, you could totally use. Like, you should say, you know, I'm writing regarding blah, or I'm writing to express my something. Now, that still sounds formal. It wouldn't change it if you're like, I am writing to express my annoyance. Like, that wouldn't make a difference.
Yeah, it doesn't pack enough kind of formality in there, right? It's all about the vocabulary. It's all about kind of showing your higher level work in the vocab and maybe linking words too.
Exactly. Yeah. So one last way that they are not similar is that in an academic essay, in real life, not IELTS, IELTS isn't real life. In real life, you're not going to say I, you're not going to say you, right?
Right.
Right. Accepted wisdom. But in task two, writing task two and your formal letter, you have to say I. There's no way around it. In task two, you have to, because the examiner has to see your opinion. And then in the formal letter, you have to put yourself in that letter or it's not real. It's not going to be specific or believable. You'll get a 6. So yeah, you do have to use those personal pronouns in the letter as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this a bunch of times on the show, but that's where the danger comes in when you hire an academic tutor. If you just hire a writing tutor who doesn't know IELTS. Last week, we talked about someone who submitted for feedback and it was very low cost and the feedback was very generic and possibly given by more of an academic tutor, not an IELTS tutor, right? And there's such a stark difference, and that academic tutor might actually give you the wrong advice.
Exactly. Yeah. And an academic tutor isn't going to know the different rules for like letter writing or even how to describe a change over time or whatever if you're academic task one. So for a lot of reasons, academic tutors won't cut it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So this is great. So this student got a response very quickly and he is back to the course, you know, diving right in. I love it.
So those were a couple things that are different, right? But like Lindsay and I touched on, the things that are similar that are very important for your score for the formal letter and task two, you're going to use the same vocabulary, right? High level formal vocabulary. You have to use that to sound formal, to hit that tone in the letter. And also, and this surprises a lot of students, the linking words in the letter, and it sounds weird, like it sounds awkward, but you do have to use academic linking words like nevertheless, moreover, those have to be part of your letter.
Yeah, they may not feel natural, especially for an actual letter, right? It seems kind of strange to put those in a letter itself, but you have to do it. That's why we have to know kind of the rules or the unwritten rules, right, of IELTS. We have to know what's on the examiner's mind.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. They're unwritten for students, but they're written for examiners, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. You guys just can't see it. Only the examiners can. But that's why, guys, the three keys IELTS system is so strategic because it is directly connected to everything, all of those rules that the examiners have to adhere to give you your scores, right? So guys, if you want to stop wasting time and learn exactly what the examiner is looking for, because I promise you it is not logical. You cannot just guess what the examiner is looking for. It's not like real life, but it is all in Three Keys IELTS. So if you want the course and that special bonus just for podcast listeners, you can go to allearsenglish.com/basic. Or if you want a, if you want lessons on Skype with an IELTS expert from our team, then go to allearsenglish.com/coach.
All right. That sounds good. And guys, one more time to tune in tomorrow for the big reveal, the big secret reveal. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
I'm very excited to talk about this. Yeah. Oh, guys. Yeah. Stay tuned tomorrow.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. All right. All right, Jessica, I'll talk to you soon.
Tomorrow. Yeah. Okay, great.
Yep.
Okay. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.